Good morning. We have once again entered the annual Obon season here in Hawaii. Bon dance enthusiasts can hardly wait for the weekends to participate in the various Bon dance gatherings. Beginning with the Bon dance at Hawaii Plantation Village in Waipahu on June 4th, the Bon dance gathering have been taking place somewhere in Hawaii every weekend, and it will run until end of August. For those interested, this weekend's Bon dance will be held as follows. Wahio Honganji, June 24-25. Hawaii Betsuin on Pali Highway, June 24-25. West Kauai Honganji in Kauai, June 24-25. And Honomu Honganji on Big Island, June 25. The Mo'ili'ili Honganji will be once again joining with the Mo'ili'ili community and jointly sponsor an annual summer fest and Bon dance on July 1 and 2 at the old Varsity Theater parking lot. For more information on Bon dance and Bon services, please contact various temples. With this short promotional statement aside, I'd like to proceed with this morning's message. Jodo Shinshu is often referred to as the easy path in Buddhism. Easy path is used in comparison to difficult practice or difficult path. What are they, anyway? What is the easy path and what is the difficult path? This morning, allow me to talk about the term easy path used especially in the Jodo Shinshu. The term easy path and difficult path was used by a very early Indian Buddhist leader called Nagarjuna, who lived about 500 years after Shakyamuni Buddha had passed away. Nagarjuna is a highly respected Buddhist scholar and leader by all denominations of Buddhism. He explained the path of Buddhism in two ways. One is a difficult path, which is like walking on the treacherous road on land for the long journey. The easy path, on the other hand, is like riding the boat and sailing in the ocean. One is difficult and other is easy. Nagarjuna used this metaphor to show that there are generally two paths in attaining the goal of enlightenment in Buddhism. I would like to remind you that this is just a metaphor to show there are more than one way to attain the goal. 800 years later, in Japan, Shinran Shonin used this metaphor and explained that the difficult path is doing all kinds of difficult self-discipline practices like sitting with legs folded and meditate for hours, or chanting long sutra for hours on end, and going through various practices that hurt you physically and even mentally in order for one to attain his goal of enlightenment. The easy path is to recite the Nembutsu and live life in joy with compassion of the Buddha. Needless to say, Buddhism is not this simple and can be explained in just a few minutes of radio presentation. But I would like to explain as simple as possible what Shinran Shonin meant when he said the life of Nembutsu is an easy path. One obvious reason we can see here is that reciting the Nembutsu is certainly easy and simple as compared, for example, with crossing your legs and sitting in meditation for a long period of time. But this simple answer does not explain much. So let's proceed further. Let's look at Shinran Shonin's 20 years of sincere and determined practices he had gone through in the monastery in Mount Hiei in the 13th century Japan. After earnest struggle to be free of human blind passion, called bonno or klesha in Sanskrit, and to find the path to attain enlightenment for himself as well as for everyone else to attain the same enlightenment, Shinran came to a dead end of his religious pursuit and finally left the monastery in the mountains and met his master, lifelong master Honen Shonin, and awakened to the primal vow of Amida Buddha and found his salvation in the life of reciting the Nembutsu, live with the compassion of Amida Buddha. The life of reciting the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, is certainly easier than a lot of other Buddhist practices. It's easy because all you need to do is to say the Nembutsu and live in joy of realization that one is always embracing the compassion of the Buddha. I need to add here that Shinran Shoni also said that the Nembutsu is not only easy, but it is also great practice of the Buddha. In fact, he even said that Nembutsu is superior to other form of Buddhist practices. It is superior because it is most suitable practice for us ordinary human beings like you and I, living today in this age. The Nembutsu is a name of the Buddha that we are uttering. We are praising the Buddha and also to express our heartfelt gratitude to the Buddha for his great compassion and wisdom that enabled us to understand my true nature as a simple, ordinary human being. We are filled with our bonno, or human blind passion, which we are unable to free ourselves from. Whether we like it or not, our life continues as ordinary human beings filled with bonno, the human blind passion of three poisons that torment our life with greed, anger, and ignorance. And yet, Amida Buddha, being fully aware of our true human nature, assures us of our attainment of enlightenment. It is possible because of the nature of the universal wisdom and compassion. Shinran Shoni's great-grandson, Zonkaku, relates in his writing called Tandokumon, the mental struggle of Shinran Shoni as he was pursuing various religious practices at Mount Hiei as follows. I quote, "Even though I focus my thoughts on the still surface of the water in the pond, the ripples of disruption disturb my concentration. Even though I focus my thoughts on the clear moon in the sky, sundry thoughts of cloud cover the moon." Unquote. Simply said, this passage describes the difficult mental state of practicing the difficult path of rigid, disciplined mind. No matter how much we try to calm ourselves, and with various practices, our minds and thoughts always waver, and our resolution shakes. This is due to our bonno, or blind human passion of greed, anger, and ignorance that cloud our minds and disrupt our flow of thoughts. Our blind human passion causes us to attach to our self-centered manner in looking things around us. In fact, we always think in terms of self-centered way in life, and the bonno makes us difficult to truly see and understand things as they truly are. Therefore, we suffer as a result of our selfish view of life. In this world of suffering and uncertainty, the call of Amida Buddha reaches to me as Namo Amida Butsu. The calling from the source of universal wisdom and compassion assures me to the life of oneness with the enlightened Buddha. Though I am not perfect, incapable of perfecting any of the practices of the difficult path, I find myself in the all-embracing compassion of Amida Buddha. As imperfect as I am able to recite the Nembutsu and live with joy in the life of Namo Amida Butsu. I can live because there is path of Onembutsu for me. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you for listening.